around your thing. You've got your s'more fixins and the right little stabby things. What are those called?
Sticks.
That's a stick with like a metal one.
A stick.
You idiot.
A coat hanger.
Get your coat hangers out and undo it.
Get your coat hanger.
And get ready. You know, but like.
You got to cut the paint off of it if it's painted.
You got to get the paint. That's why we all got lead paint poison because we did our s'mores on hangers. Right. Y'all.
What happens when you combine a design-loving, big-city-living, black-clothes-wearing art history major with a culinary-teaching, small-town-living, pink-toenail-painting home ec major? We'll stir in two husbands, six grown kids, pop it in the oven for 40-plus years of friendship and foolishness, and you get a big old batch of designer cornbread.
Welcome to episode 55. Here we are. Double nickel, Smokey.
Makes it difficult to wipe, but.
Okay, we were talking. Okay, they didn't hear any of that, so they don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, you didn't record that.
I did record it, but we just started. So like okay, fine. She has a wrist brace on. I was asking her how her little wrist was. She slept on it funny and hurt herself. Okay.
I did.
That's where we are.
There we go. Okay.
This is weird.
Now we got that out of the way. Welcome to episode 55, everybody. Yes. I can drive 55.
That's exactly right. Hey, I hope everyone has had a great week. I hope your fall is coming along and everyone's back in school. The routine is shaping up. Joni was just saying that her whole everyone at school is just bedraggled and in a daze.
Well, we had homecoming week.
Right. Right? You're just out. You're
just crazy. I mean, it's just, all week long. And so then today, I mean, like everybody, even the students, the teachers, we're all walking around like zombies. I mean, you'd think we'd have the weekend and can, you know, get over that. But not only was it homecoming week, but the fair was also in town.
Oh, get out.
So it was fair week.
Oh,
it was homecoming week.
I love the fair.
It was crazy town is what it was. So
where do they have at the fairgrounds, I suppose?
At the fairgrounds, yes. Okay. We have fairgrounds here. And do you want to hear? I've got a great fair story. Do you want to hear it?
Of course we do. We are waiting to hear the fair story.
So the fair would always come, you know, it comes in September. And one of the mothers in the neighborhood would always like make a meal. One night during fair week, all the kids would come over and eat. They'd like switch off from year to year. And then everybody would go to the fair together.
Oh, nice.
So, yeah, it really was. It was, you know, neighborhood day at the fair. Mm-hmm. So I had, you know, older sisters. And Streety had a friend who lived in the neighborhood. And he was like the high school stud. Now, I'm in elementary school. I'm in like fifth grade. And they're, you know, in high school.
Mm-hmm.
And Mark was just the stud, you know.
I think you've mentioned him because you're just in another story. Your street cred went up because you.
Oh no, that was Jeff Letson who owns
sorry.
The.
Y'all
that,
got a lot
that
of
was Jeff.
Good,
Jeff.
Good looking.
Who, yeah, I know we had a lot of studs.
A lot of hunks hanging around. Okay, go ahead.
So no, Jeff owns the Hitman.
That's
Bacon.
Right.
Yeah. So
okay, this is Mark.
Anyway, this is another guy. He lives down the street. And I'm sure that Streety's friends were all thrilled when my mother made them, you know, take me to the fair and watch me.
Mm-hmm, they
so
love that.
To his credit, he asked me to ride the zipper with him. I know.
I'm not going to say.
I'm just going to tell you, I am the queen of Savannah at this point, and all my friends are watching, and I am now somebody. I mean, I keep, you know, going up here.
Let me just pause. Let me pause real fast. For our younger audience people, if an older friend of stud asks you to ride the zipper with him, you gotta be careful.
You do it 100%.
You gotta be careful. No, that could be something else.
Yo,
that
see, could be see, this is what's wrong. He was being very kind. He was being kind
ride
to the
zipper. Okay.
He was not.
Okay. Ride that zipper. Go ahead.
The zipper is a fair ride, you filthy-minded mongrel.
I'm playing Joni right now. I'm being Joni. I'm channeling my inner Joni.
Listen.
Okay.
So we get in the, have you ever ridden the zipper?
Which one? Tell me what that
it
does.
It spins. It's like you get in this cage and then it like spins around and upside down and all this stuff.
I don't know if I have. Okay. I don't know if I've been on the zipper.
Anyway, my mother had cooked and she made spaghetti and that big heartthrob vomited. And I am in a washing machine of vomit.
No.
He really wasn't that good looking after that anymore.
Oh, I was going to say that lot. You probably couldn't ever even see him anymore without kind of getting sick. that is the worst.
Oh, it was terrible. Because
it wasn't even like open air. You were in a cage. Well, you were in a vomit cage?
Yes. I'm in a, it was like a washing machine of vomit.
Barf barrel.
It was the barf barrel.
Gross. That's disgusting. Why do you always share gross stuff? People, I want everyone to notice. She shares disgusting stuff all the time. Yeah. It's her favorite thing. She loves to tell me disgusting things, show me disgusting pictures. She tries to get me to watch Pimple Popper. I will not do it. She's gross, y'all. Okay. I love your state fair. This is a county.
County fair.
I love county fairs. We went to a really, really, really cool one many, many years ago. We've been to a couple. We went to Geauga County Fair up in Ohio a long time ago. Some good friends of ours lived up there. We went to visit them and farm country. And I think it's like the oldest state fair in the country or in Ohio. It wasn't a state fair. It was a county fair and it was huge. All kinds of midways, all kind of stuff. Well, my one memory from that is, so it was another couple, friends of ours. It was Billy and Beverly. And we got on this ride. It was the one, I don't know the name of it, but like where you, I think it was just one where you like stand and it spins around and stick to your little pod or whatever.
Yeah.
I don't know what that's called. But anyway, and there wasn't anyone. By the time we were riding this, it wasn't hardly anybody there. So I can't think if all four of us were on it. I think so. I know for sure Bev and I were on it. And then I'm not sure if the husband, I think we were all on it because we couldn't signal anyone for help. So we're on this thing and there's no one in line. So when the ride's over, the little guy, the little toothless, you know,
he decides to give you another ride.
He does. He's like, do you want to go? Or Tim or someone yelled out. I'm going to say it was Tim. Go again. Yeah. You know? Yeah. And so that was fine. But then after that, it kept going. He wouldn't stop the ride. And I, at that point was like, okay, now we're going to have a problem, corn cob, because I'm going to come get you. And finally he did. I don't think he was being, you know,
vertigo. He was just trying to give y'all a good ride.
I guess. But, you know, it was just after enough is enough. And nowadays, of course, I could never do that. Back in the day, I could ride some rides and stuff like that. But that was good. And then the other we went to with the kids. Did we go with
I just want to say I'm a little salty at you right now.
Why?
You will not ride anything with me at Silver Dollar City.
I know. It's the mental nervous. It wrecked me.
I mean, but you got on that fair ride and went round and round and round and round, and you won't ride anything with me at Silver Dollar City.
Because in mental nervous is what we call my anxiety and panic attacks that I used to have. So we call it mental nervous. Or Joni and my family call it mental nervous. Because they're very supportive.
We have compassion.
Very supportive. Now, I've never been a roller coaster person. I did ride some back in the day. It was, but that's never been my thing. And the spinning, I could do all that. And, you know, even up until when the kids were young and we go to, I'd do all the little. Now, the thing is with the mental nervous is I don't like to be where I can't get out. And so when they strap me in, it doesn't matter. I used to love the swings that went around. Like there's lots of rides that.
You can't get out of an airplane.
You know what? I am going to need you to shut your pie hole. because I'm getting on a tin can in the sky on Thursday, and you did not need to. But and that used to be a real problem. Yeah. But at least I'm not like so strong. Like I could get up and walk. It's better now, but I'm just like the fact that they would clip me into something and then I got to sit there, it can trigger it for me. So yeah. I've kind of, anyway, what I was going to tell you was at the Illinois State Fair, we went with the kid. I for some reason feel like it was only, oh, he's going to get mad if I just don't remember him being there. Was it just Thatch and Abe and Tim and me? Or was Hudson there? Hudson, I don't remember you, baby.
Or Hudson.
I don't remember if he was there. For some reason,
poor
I feel like.
Buddy.
Maybe he wasn't.
It's all about Thatcher, isn't it, Hudson?
It's all about the golden child. Anyway, we all went as a family, and it was really fun because it's close to, we're pretty close to Springfield, Illinois area, which is the capital and all that. Anyway, and we went, and it was really cool. Again, if you've never been to a state fair, we've never been to the Missouri one because it's in the hot, it's so hot that it's just like miserable, and it's over in Sedalia. So actually, I think Tim and Thatch stopped there once, again, golden child. But the state fair, I mean, they're so cool. All the animals, we watched the draft horse, you know, we watched the big pulling where they drop the chain and the draft horses pull the weight. And you go through all the buildings with all the prize winning. You watch the pigs getting judged. It's so fun. And one of the things that I had to go see that's very famous at the Illinois State Fair is the butter cow. And it is a life-size cow, and in this case, and had her calf too, made all out of butter, brought to you by the Dairy Alliance. Farmers Association. Mm-hmm. And you go in this room, and again, they're in buildings. It's, you know, real nice fairgrounds, but, and there's this refrigerated thing in the middle that rotates so you can see the butter cow. Avery and I went to see it. The boys didn't want to wait in line to see the butter cow, but we did. So there you go. Here you go. I don't even know how we got on this.
Could you like take pieces of the butter cow and like put on your biscuit?
No, it was in your cornbread. No, you couldn't put it on your cornbread.
Oh, that's just ridiculous.
Well, maybe at the end, but they had to display it for the fair. And we went to this building, like this trailer with all these big, it was just a trailer. You kind of got to walk like up these stairs and like through, and it had all in the different like just stalls laying on the ground, the big fat mama hogs just laying there, and all them little babies were all from all them little baby pigs. It was a lot. It was a lot.
Let me say something about one of my students.
Okay.
So
that's a Wes weird transition. Okay, go ahead.
You'll get it. Wes the Pest did, you know, something. He pulled some last minute stunt on us that caused, you know, a huge panic. And
as he does.
Whatever. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I looked at my students and I said, okay, one day, Coach Wes is going to turn up missing. And y'all don't tell on me. That's all. Let's just leave it at that. And somebody said, we can help you hide his body. And another student perked up and she said, Miss Shank, I've got pigs. And she said, and all we need to do after that is just take his teeth and hair and soak it in some battery acid.
Okay. Listen, I appreciate.
Kaylee, you got a really dark design.
Kaylee, this is Holly.
It was a joke, and it went a little far.
You might want to go ahead and get out of town. Whatever's happened, you just might want to hit the road.
She was, I got pigs.
You know, I appreciate that level of loyalty from your students. Telling you. Yeah, I appreciate, and Wes needs to know that, listen, if it comes down to picking sides,
somebody's got pigs.
Someone's got pigs, and it ain't looking good for him. So I appreciate that. Don't mess around in Hardin County, guys.
That's right.
They will mess you up. Anyway, state fairs, county fairs, that's the best.
It is.
Makes me want to go. So many of them are in the summer, and it's just so hot. But
hot, yeah.
Anyway.
No, a good fall, good September county fair.
Which that's is very harvesty, which a lot of them used to be. But I think a lot of the farmer, that's the thing, is a lot of them are busy. It has to
doing
go on.
Some, yeah.
I mean, obviously, it's about them and we have to make it. But we went and saw, you know, there's the It's just so, you and I need to definitely go because that's right up our alley with the cornbread. I mean,
I know.
And there's all the quilt contest display, the crap, the vegetable displays of who grew the best and the ribbons and the jellies and the cake decorating. They had cake. It's just really wholesome and cool. I don't know, just appreciating those kinds of skills. It's like, wow.
Right.
You know, that's really awesome. You grew that thing. You made that thing. Mm-hmm. That's very good. And there might be a butter cow. So just, you know, there's that. I've been crazy. I don't know if you can see in the background this room. It's a hot mess right now because I'm getting ready. Excuse me. I'm going to do a trade show for the first time, a little tiny one in St. Louis, little tiny, it's really actually a cool opportunity with my chameleon business, which I do hand painted wooden bead necklaces and I do crocheted scarves and some ear. Anyway, but there was a thing offered here in town and I didn't think I was going to go because I didn't know my travel schedule. Oh, by the way, I'm not coming to Branson. Sorry. Okay.
That's not all right.
I know. I'm sorry, but it's okay. We knew that was going to happen. But anyway, so they had a thing. There was a conference here in town and I somehow got emailed. Somehow got on a list anyway, and a conference. And it was all about wholesaling because I really would like to get into shops. That's what I would really like to do and just kind of, you know, go that route where I could make stuff and then just take it to especially local shops, here and around the St. Louis area. Anyway, so it was a conference kind of all about that and just what you need to think about and do and have. So it was very educational. And then the other part of this was mid-October, they're having a trade show. Because, you know, I'm not going to a big trade. Like I can't do
like market, like commercial, mom
right? Yeah, right. This is not what I, and yeah, some of these people could be like some of these businesses that were there at this event, as they get their manufacturing going, you know, they could be. Several of us were definitely more like handmade kind of anyway. So it'll be a local, there'll be some nationwide things, but a lot of local businesses and shops are invited and it's a closed, it's not to the public. It's just for, buyers and retailers and stuff to come. And it's going to be up at Saks Fifth Avenue in the basement little gallery down there. And we get a chance to set up a table, you know, so it was kind of a neat package because it taught you.
Wait, you can now say that your products have been at Saks.
Oh, I will be able to say that.
Yes.
As seen in Saks Fifth Avenue by certain people one day.
All you had to do is as seen in Saks Fifth Avenue.
Joni, you're right. I didn't even think about that.
Yep.
Oh my gosh, you're so
because
smart.
That's a true statement.
That will be true. That was really good thinking, Joni. So I'm kind of actual crazy because I went to another little follow-up meeting after it where there was like questions and people talking, and I realized that I knew I had lots of work to do, but now I'm like my head almost exploded because I'm like, oh yeah, you know, you've got to make a line sheet. What basically I have to do right now is because I am on Etsy and I go to craft, you know, vendor some markets, you know, live kind of market events, which is cool, but I don't have to, I can just sort of make stuff that I want to make, you know, one of a kind, you know what I mean? But when you wholesale, you have to have a sheet that says, you know, this style in this colors, you kind of, you know, you have to be more, consistent kind of whatever. So I needed to hone that down really, which I had already done a little bit of, but I'm putting together my fall winter palette, color palette for the season of what I'm going to offer in the necklaces. I got my little paint samples and, you know, so I'm consolidating what I can offer anyway. So I've been like a crazy person because I'm like, oh man, these people really are like doing like putting together catalogs and doing stuff. And I'm like, okay. So it's fun. It's a challenge. I don't know what'll come of it, but I've kind of, you know, reached that age where I'm like, okay, you know, let's go for it and see what happens. So
see what happens. That's right.
Yeah. Yeah. So I've been naming.
You never know until you try.
You never know. So I'm having fun naming colors and trying to come up with the, you know, what
That's fun. Yeah.
You know, I love that. You know, I love that. Yep. So it's been real good. And it did allow me to do some good football watching on Saturday because I had to, I was crocheting away.
To work. Okay. So what is your, give us your football report for Saturday.
Okay. What stood out? Let's see. Really just a couple. Let me just start off with the positive.
Okay.
I mean, other than there was a couple of really good, there were some really good games on Saturday.
Yes.
Which was good.
Yes, there were.
There was some good, you know what I'm saying? Like you never know.
Yeah.
I haven't watched it yet, but I have recorded the LSU Arkansas, which I think that turned out to be a good game. Mm-hmm. I will say, you know, what struck me, I watched the Clemson, who'd they play? Oh, Florida State. Because, mm-hmm. you know, I like Florida State. And Clemson, let me just say, this is a, I don't know what to call it, because it's not a spicy uniform award. It's like an anti-spicy uniform award. It's like a red card. I'm giving you a yellow card. Clemson, you're getting a yellow card for a couple of
Clemson,
things.
Kaylee's got pigs.
Kaylee, listen, we all know, first of all, we all know that as far as mascots go, you know, there's the LSU Tiger, there's the Mizzou Tiger, and then there's the Clemson, which is like the Aldi brand, you know, dollar store outfit mascot. And I'm sorry. Yeah. I'm sorry if you went to Clemson. I love our Clemson people. I love y'all. But y'all know that googly-eyed tiger, it looks like he just unpacked that out of some kind of Halloween store box. So there's that.
At least they can say they've got a mascot. I mean, there's one mascot. What is Auburn? Are they war eagle?
Oh, I forgot they're tigers too. Well, they're tigers, but they have the eagle thing, and that's very confusing.
Make up your mind.
I know that, but they like it. That's just what they want to do.
Care. Make up your mind.
I forgot they're tigers too. So we have all kinds of tigers that like look cool, and then we've got that poor Clemson. That secondly, they're and again, I don't mean to be ugly. I'm sure these girls are very lovely girls, but they're Are you okay?
She almost spit
out her coffee everywhere.
They have good personalities, y'all.
No, they're beautiful. no, for real. The dancer people or the cheerleaders or dancer, I don't know which one it was, but they had some really not good looking, crazy colored sequin. I don't know what was going on there. Okay. It was like orange and red. Even Tim goes, ooh, those are not cute outfit. And I said, I know they're not. And thirdly, poor Clemson. I'm so sorry. It could have just been my TV, but I don't think it was. But I will allow that possibility. I kept looking up, and the orange of their helmets does not match the orange of their jersey. It's like a redder, and then their jersey is a little it didn't look like it matched. It was just a little off, and I don't know what's going on over there, but they need to
they
get
need
it together.
They need you.
They just need to get it together.
They need to hire you to come
now,
do
I will,
that.
They do, except I'm not working for Clemson. Well, I don't know. How much are they going to pay?
I don't know.
Maybe.
That.
Maybe. Mm-hmm. I'm going to give a spicy uniform. This actually, I thought of it last week, but I forgot. But I'm going to give it to the Mizzou dance team, the Golden Girls. Listen. I forget about them because I don't watch a ton of the Mizzou stuff, but I watched them, you know, their great win against K-State the last week. This is known as their dance team. It's the Golden Girls, and they wear solid gold sequined sparkle outfits, and it just looks great. And they're the Golden Girls, and that's how you do it, Clemson. That's how you do it.
Okay.
Now,
did they play? Wait, did Mizzou, who won?
Yeah, in yesterday's game? I don't know.
Or Memphis? Didn't they play Memphis?
Oh, they did. In fact, they played in St. Louis.
Yes, they did.
I'm pretty sure Mizzou won, but I'm not 100% on that.
Okay.
I haven't watched
Let me just say Mississippi State lost, but at least we showed up.
Okay, we did. We showed up. It was better.
And Will Rogers,
yes,
played better. Mm-hmm. Perhaps he's listened to what Caleb Shank has had to say about him.
Mm-hmm.
He played better than he has.
He did. It was so, it was much better than the week. The week before was mm-hmm. just so devastatingly awful.
Oh, gosh.
It was just, it was so horrific. But it definitely was better.
And again, the Gamecocks. You know, we're in a transition year, really.
For sure.
And coming from losing Coach yeah. Leach, it's just that they got to get it together.
Well, and to be
but
honest,
we showed
to,
up.
Yeah,
we showed
to be up. Fair too, like I mean, Coach Leach had only been there 2 years, so that's barely yeah. enough time to institute yep. to get into rhythm with your offense. Like, mm-hmm. and they got all air raid people there, and then they started doing different kind of stuff. And here's the thing that someone said: one of the commentators was talking about, and I thought it was really, good. I thought it was on point. Was he was saying that in terms of Will Rogers, because he's obviously a very, very capable, very good quarterback. But as we've said for sure last week and this week too, things just seem, first of all, things are just off. Things yeah. are off with, yeah. with him and his receivers. Like yeah. there's a disconnect there. Yeah. I don't know what's going on. It's like he's not. And what that does. And it got better this game a little bit because you saw his throws get harder and more direct
yes.
because he was confident they were going to be there.
See, when and you're, that's when you're been not Caleb's.
Confident, yeah, yeah, when you're not confident, your throws are just, you could tell he's never sure.
Caleb says he throws scared.
He does. He
throws
has
scared.
Been. Yep.
Yeah. So, and
yep.
that's accurate. And, you know, he's got all these records. He's
yeah.
got, but, you know, he's just not... We're not winning. I mean,
right.
he can toss it over and get some yardage from it, but
yes,
they're not.
There is a disconnect
winning.
With
There's,
the receivers
yes.
for
yeah.
sure. And as soon as they get that figured out, and that's what this announcer was saying. I don't remember which one of the commentators it was, but you know, he got better. You could see his passes get harder and yeah. hit more when he got confident. Oh, they're going to be there. I got this. But the yeah. other thing, you can't lay it all at his feet because that O-line, I don't know what's
O-line,
going on.
That's exactly where I was going to.
What
Good
is going
grief.
On?
I don't know, but somebody needs to jerk a knot in their tail.
I mean,
well, I
the
need
quarterback
to go down
can
there.
Only do so much
yeah,
if
that
he's
O-line
being,
is pathetic.
It really has not been great,
Sorry.
Guys. We'll blame the coaches, though. We're not supposed to blame the boys. We're supposed
okay.
to blame the coaching.
Hey, and let me say, while we're talking about SEC football, I was watching the Tennessee game.
Yeah.
And at the end, they just started, the commentators started singing Dave Neal's praises.
Oh, that's
who,
right.
You know, is the husband of our friend M Square. And I think the wording was a SEC, what was it? I lost it.
Oh, you said it. It was a legend or a legacy or a, okay.
Yeah.
Staple.
I know.
I think it was
staple,
wasn't it?
SEC staple. That's
I
exactly
believe
right.
That was correct.
So because he's been there for, you know, forever. Of course, his dad did it before he did. And,
oh, I didn't know that. That's cool.
Yeah, his dad was with ESPN, and then Dave has been there for
Aww.
All these years. And like I told Mary Margaret, I mean, they could have been calling him old. Could go either way.
Yeah, it could have been. Yeah.
Anyway, congratulations, Dave, on,
yeah,
you
that's
know,
a big deal. They really were. They were his yeah. co-little commentator because he was calling that game, and they were yeah. saying very nice things, which is so, you know, when you've been somewhere that long, that was really cool.
Yeah,
so
very
I
successful
agree.
Career. So.
Yeah. Way to go. Do something about Clemson. Fix that situation. The other.
It's all you, Dave. Come on.
On you. We're counting on you. Somebody.
Fix our O-line, Dave.
Somebody. Like, what are you talking about? I will say too, though, I'm giving, here's our first big fat boo. We have a big fat boo, and you know, you're going to know what this is. It, the Carolina, South Carolina Gamecocks freaking rooster sound is second only to the Vanderbilt Whistler in annoyance.
Yeah.
It's only by second place by a little bit.
That cock needs its neck.
I wanted to kill it. I had what did you just say?
Said that cock needs its neck wrong.
It did. You were texting very naughty things to me too. I want everyone to understand that during the game. She had some very bad things to say. But I'm telling you what, y'all listen. Listen, that sound, we cannot have that. It is annoying. It's annoying when you hear it. That's why people in the cities, you can't have roosters, because we can't have that sound going all the time. And literally every place, wah, 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 I'm like, oh my gosh, I had a headache. I was stressed. And then that dumb rooster. It was very upsetting. It really was giving me.
Have you ever been flogged by a rooster?
No.
Oh my gosh. It's the most terrifying thing.
It could have happened at camp. We could have accidentally had a rooster in the petting zoo.
My nanny had a chicken yard, and I'd go out there to help her gather eggs, and that stupid rooster because I was, tiny, that rooster would, it was terrifying.
Did he just like flap at you and come at you?
Yes,
come
at me and chase me and big, terrifying wings. And
yeah. And they have claws. They're huge claws.
Yes,
and
they're terrifying. Oh, gosh.
No, I have not had that happen to me. Sorry.
They need to get out there and smack him, too.
I bet she would.
Start chasing me.
I bet she would. She wouldn't take any business. So that's all I have for football. Okay. That's all we have to say. Right. It was okay weekend. It was a good weekend of football, some good games. And the Mississippi State, South Dakota, it was a good game. It was a good game to watch. And even the commentators, everyone was like, this has turned out to be a good game, so.
Listen, Ole Miss and Alabama was a good game.
The
first half.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there you go. That's all I have on that. Do you have something else you want to talk about, or can I go into something with fall?
No, go into something else.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Okay.
Let's talk fall.
She's just laughing at me, y'all. She's just over there like, whatever. Here's what I was thinking. I was listening to something. I can't remember. Anyway, talking about, again, every week we're talking a little bit about fall and getting into it and what you're doing, what you're up to. And I was thinking that now's the time to take some time to think about what you need, how you want fall to feel. Like how, we all kind of go into the season and we have different, and I think all of us can say maybe some similar overlapping things and some different things. How do you want to feel? How do you want fall to feel for you, for your family? If you've got kids and or whatnot, take a little time and kind of think about that. What kind of activities are going to come to the forefront? And then sort of, again, assessment as we're getting ready. Think about, do you have the things that you need? And I'm not talking just like decorations. That's always one aspect of decor and seasonal, changing things up. But like, do you have what you need? Do you have, if fall to you means, lots of homemade soups and da-da, do you have a good big, nice big soup pot for on the stove? Do you have the good soup bowls and a good ladle? Like, the things that make it easy that you want to do, that if you have the right stuff, and again, none of this has to be fancy or expensive. It can be as whatever you want, but just kind of assess if that would make you happy. Make sure you have the supplies. If you want to, good coffee and tea, check out your supplies. Do you need a new grinder? Do you need a little tray to put the things on? Do you want to put your mug, like you have your little mugs down by your cure, which we all do, but just kind of assess it a little bit. Do you have, your autumn, I always think about all the senses. So your autumn playlist, as we've talked about last year, and I'm going to link mine again. And we can link yours in the notes. Okay. I love my autumn soundtrack, playlist that I put together. It just feels so good, It feels so good. And so think about that. Maybe your thing is you want to go out and picnicking and walking in the woods or to festivals. Do you have a good, nice, really cool fall plaid picnic blanket and, the right kind of chairs? Are your chairs okay? Your folding chairs, do those need to be replace? Do you want to go hike? You want to do some sketching? Do you have a sketchbook and some pencils you can throw in your backpack and your water bottle? Like, again, it's about thinking about the memories, the feelings you want to have. Maybe your focus is you want to make sure you have, a banger fire pit situation. You have your fire pit. You've got your little wood. You've got decent plastic chair, you know, whatever kind of chair you want and can afford and can do around your thing. You've got your s'more fixins and the right little stabby things. What are those called?
Sticks.
That's a stick with like a metal one.
A stick.
You idiot.
A coat hanger.
Get your coat hangers out and undo it. And get ready. You know, but like,
you got to get the paint off of it if it's painted.
You got to get the paint. That's why we all got lead paint poison, because we did our s'mores on hangers. Right. Y'all, I don't think they even make those hangers anymore. So I think we're okay. Maybe the dry cleaner does. But anyway, all of that is to say, those are all a bunch of different areas and things, and they may not be your priority. Maybe, you know, your priority is a really cozy reading nook and getting your bookshelf straightened up by it. Mm-hmm. Whatever it is, just aside from decor and types of food, you know, kind of just think about how you want to feel, how you want, what means fall to you, that you really just kind of want to bring to the forefront and kind of go through your things and make sure you're ready and you got your supplies to do your whatever you want to do.
Can I offer a suggestion?
Yes, please.
So, all right, right now, I don't know what it feels like where you are, but right now it's hot.
It's hot. Yeah.
And we all need to just pray that God will give us a cool fall. I'm tired of hot falls. But while it's hot, you don't want to go out and do, you know, when it's cool, that's when I want to go out and go to the pumpkin patch and I'm going to go hike and I want to go do all these things. But while it's hot, listen, the freezer is your friend. Go ahead and make your soups and freeze them. Go ahead and make those casseroles and freeze them. Yeah. You can make your all those warm breads and freeze them and get them out. Even pancakes. I made pumpkin pancakes and I made blueberry pancakes, and what my kids don't eat, I freeze.
That's a great idea.
Then you
idea.
Just pull them out.
Muffins.
And it's done. Muffins.
Pumpkin bread.
Yep.
So that's a great idea, because you can feel the get your house smelling and feel that way, even though baking is hot and you don't want to, but you can get
but
some of that
still,
done.
You know, and then you don't
That's
have
a great
to
idea.
Worry about, you know, cooking all that stuff the morning you're going to go hike. It's done. Pull it out, eat, go hike, walk that, you know, those carbs off. Mm-hmm. But the freezer is your friend. I freeze soup all the time.
That's a good one. That's a really good one. I don't think to do that as often until I'll do that with chili, because I'll make a huge batch of chili. You know, you can only eat so much in 1 week. So I'll definitely make like a big triple recipe or whatever and do that for that, because it comes out really well when you thaw that out. And that's so nice. There's nothing better than on a rainy football Saturday and you don't want to do anything and you don't want to go anywhere, and you just get that big frozen chili cube block out of your thing, and you just
stick it in there,
and
stick
you
it
just
in your
start it going in the pot.
That's
a really great idea.
Hey, and the other thing I'm going to say is, when you buy stuff, use it. I am the world's worst about going to, you know, a little market or a little farmer's market and saving stuff. Oh, I don't want to use that right now. Mm. I'll use that when all the kids are home, or I'll use that for this. Then I don't. Mm. And then I end up throwing, use it. Every day is a special occasion.
That's
every day that
you
are breathing, get out that apple butter and use it.
That's it. I was just going to say, it's stuff like that. It's that, you know, fig orange jam that you got at the, you know, whatever. It's the apple butter you picked up at the booth at the farmer's market. It's the, all those things. And I can be the same way. I've gotten better, but I used to be really bad about it. Like, or even stuff people give me, like my dad would give me really good stuff for Christmas, like jars of all kinds of chutneys. And you do the same thing. You're like, well, I'll do that whenever. And then you don't, either you forget or whatever.
Or it just never comes around. Yeah,
exactly. Yeah. That's a very good, and same with like candles and not even scented, but all kinds of things. Just like use them.
Right.
Don't save them all the time for that special day. Cause you're right. You're worth it, Joni.
I don't like that phrase.
Yeah, cause I'm worth it.
I don't like, cause I'm worth it.
I'm worth it.
Okay.
I take my retinol cream to the deserted island. And I'm worth it.
No. Nope. Let's see. I did have something that I wanted to say.
Excellent.
So I got my birthday present from Holly, came in the mail.
Ooh.
Y'all, I'm going to post a picture. It is delightful. It's delightful. It's a big old Mississippi State blanket.
That's
I'm
right.
It Mississippi State. It's maroon and white and black and speckled. And what is it? Is it chenille?
It's chenille yarn.
And
it's
gosh.
I knew you would love
it. It is
it's so soft
and chunky.
Yeah.
And big. You talk about, you know, wrapping up for fall.
Mm-hmm.
No, it wasn't the lucky blanket on Saturday.
We thought it was going to be the lucky blanket.
But maybe it is because we showed up.
They did
so
better.
Maybe that.
They did better. I think it is the blanket. Yeah.
Yeah. So it was wonderful. Thank
you,
Holly.
There you go. Well, you're very welcome. That was, you know, I've been making it for a while and it's been done for a while, but then it got close enough to your birthday and I knew you didn't need it in the fall, in the summer. So
Ron and JB looked at it and they said, Holly didn't make that. And I said, Holly did make that.
They're
like, no.
I was like,
yeah, no.
How dare they? I think I'm offended by that.
No, you should be because it's so good.
Oh.
That.
Okay. Okay. There you go.
Has to be made by,
and you can be out on your bench that Caleb made.
Yes.
Out there on your porch and your chair, and you can get your blanket out, all that. Yeah.
Yep.
I'm making one for myself that's same yarn, and it's just like black and gray, and the speckled and white and tan. It's kind of more those colors. But because after I was making yours, I'm like, I really want one of these.
It's fantastic. I'm not kidding. I mean, when I say it's fantastic.
Oh, she's very kind. You're very kind. So, excellent. Well, I don't know what else is, I know that. So this week, thank you for saying that terrifying fact of me going on an airplane that I don't like to, because I'm going on an airplane this week. Tim and I are flying to, and Avery, we're flying to DC to see the boy. And you know what? You know what has just buttered my biscuits.
What?
There might be a stupid government shutdown. And you know what happens when the government shuts down?
Everything shuts down.
They decide, let's shut down the stuff that people actually want to come see.
Mm-hmm.
And let's do that. So I'm choosing not to be, I'm not gonna be triggered by this because if you're some kind of representative out there. You're a senator. Do we know any senator? Whoever you are, y'all need to figure this out. I've had it. Figure it out. Pull up your big boy, big girl pants and figure it out. Cause we are coming to DC and we have tickets to go see tour of the Capitol and Library of Congress. And then of course all the museums, it depends. Sometimes when there's shutdowns,
some people keep working.
Some stuff stays open. Like, you know, it just depends on what kind of thing it is. Cause I got a nice email from the guy cause you have to get tickets to tour the Capitol or the White House, whatever, you have to go through your representative or your senator. So I contacted our representative and office and I got a nice email immediately from whoever is handling that there, Ted. I think his name was Ted. Got my tickets, my time for the Capitol and all that. But he just sent me a nice, you know, email today kind of explaining, well, you know, we're kind of watching the situation.
Yeah.
So just know that could change some things. Hopefully not, you know, everything changes by the minute. But the thing I'm triggered about the most is this is Avery's first time to DC. Like she's never been. So I'm like, and I know, listen, everyone who's going feels this way. I mean, I'm not the only person, but this is her first time. So I'm really excited to show her the Capitol and kind of hit those types of things and the museum. I mean, obviously, like, what else are you going to do? I mean, there's stuff to do, but come on. So I'm going to need DC to get it together. Do whatever you need to do because people have, I mean, thankfully, you know, I mean, we're going to see Thatcher, so it's not like the only reason we're going there, but families and people that are going that are paying for hotels that have reservation and then they go and they can't do anything. Mm-hmm. I can think of a lot of things that we could shut down. If you need help, government, the American people will tell you what you can shut down in order to leave the Smithsonian open and the Capitol building
or
open.
Who you can quit sending you know,
yeah, that's what I'm saying.
We don't have to.
That's what I'm saying. I can give me a checklist and I'll checklist some programs that we could pause for a little bit if we need to before you pause the things that the only things that people actually want to go to. It's like when they threaten to close the national parks. It's like the one thing that people like actually really want to go to. And they're like, nope, can't have that. I'm like, you know what? I'm going to chain myself to something. Nope.
Oh
just kidding. Just kidding.
Please take pictures. Please.
It's a joke.
Somebody take pictures. I'm going to be watching the news. And
I'm not going to do that.
Yeah.
But I'm going to give some people some ugly looks if I don't get to get up in there with my daughter.
She's bringing out the big guns. Ugly looks.
Listen, I'm going to give them a side eye of all side eyes.
Oh.
They're going to be trembling. Sad. They're going to be
trembling.
Sad. They should be. I'm taking my girl to see her. We pay taxes, people. We pay taxes. That is my house. That is my capital. And I'm going to go up in it. Okay.
Oh.
Oh. All right. Yeah. I said what I said. I said what I said. Not in the mood.
All right.
All right. What do you have for us for a recipe this week? Give us a good one.
You know, I'm just going to stick with apples because you and I went to Silver Dollar City a few years ago, and I think it may be the first time they had apple dumpling and cinnamon ice cream.
They've had that for a long time.
I know, for a long time, but do you remember the first time that we had it? I think that may be the first year they had it. I don't remember them
I mean, that was a long time ago when we went, though, wasn't it?
Well, I know. It was a long time ago.
Okay. I thought you meant recently. I'm like, well, I'm with you.
No,
yes.
No. Mm-hmm. But that was one of the things we sat there going, I mean,
it's so good.
It's so good. So we're going to make in culinary apple dumplings. And for our Wednesday night meal this week. And so I'm going to put up that apple dumpling recipe. And guys, we're going to make it really easy, and you can do it really easy.
Mm-hmm.
Get that Pillsbury already made pie crust.
Yes.
And
hollow
out your apple, put some butter and some cinnamon and some nutmeg and some pecans up in there if you want it.
Mm-hmm.
Wrap that thing up in that pie dough, and then you're just going to make a little sauce and put over it. Well, you bake it first, and then you make a little sauce.
That's awesome.
Pour it over it. Yeah.
Because it's not that hard, because they make them at Silver Dollar City, you know, and you're right. I don't think it's that hard. I think it seems intimidating, but I think it's only intimidating because of the dough. If you feel like you have to make your own pie crust, which you can, but if you don't have to do that, you're exactly right. That sounds really good.
So, and that's what we're doing. We're doing it in bulk because, I mean, we've got like, you know, we feed 75 to 100 people every Wednesday night.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, we don't have time to sit there and make all the the pie crust. So
no, that's awesome. That's a great idea. What kind of sauce are you going to do? Like a caramel, like a
It's a brown sugar and I had to look it up.
Okay,
but yeah, butter, brown sugar, and I think that it's got some water. Now, one of my friends' grandmothers or students' grandmothers makes it with orange juice.
Oh, yum! Oh, that's a great idea.
Yeah,
because it just is a liquid. And it's got a little more sugar in it. That sounds amazing.
It gives it a little citrusy.
Now, do you put, because you were saying the stuff to put in the apple, do you put brown sugar in there too, right? Okay, because you said like cinnamon and nutmeg and
brown sugar.
You didn't say
sugar.
Okay.
Brown sugar. Put some brown sugar on there.
Put some brown sugar on that.
Yeah.
Oh, that sounds so good. How long do you think is it like 350 for?
You cook it for an hour, 350 for an hour. Okay. Yeah, and I'll get my official recipe. I don't have it in front of me. And post that. But
that's not hard. You just put it in a pan, you know, you just sit them all on a tray, I guess, on a baking sheet, probably parchment paper. I don't know. Maybe that'd be too liquidy.
Well, you don't put your sauce on until it's done. I mean,
but even the apple will kind
of. Yeah, the apple's going to do, but
maybe
no.
Maybe a glass pan. You definitely want something with sides. But you definitely want something with sides because I feel like that liquid might.
It's not going to pour a whole lot of liquid out.
Okay, it's not. Okay.
I mean, it will. It'll release some.
Okay.
But again, your dough's going to absorb a lot of it, too. Okay.
Yeah. All right. That sounds delightful.
Delightful.
I can't wait to see that.
Y'all, if you want to make it, like, and I'm trying to decide what I want to do, and I think this will probably cut the apples in half instead of a whole big, you know, then you get a smaller
Yeah.
Portion. Because after a big meal,
yeah,
you don't necessarily need a whole big apple.
No, and littler kids and stuff too.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Like it's just nicer to have a small, that is a good idea for portion controlling a little bit too. So that is pretty smart. What else are y'all cooking for them today, this week?
This week we are doing meatloaf.
Now, oh, I love meatloaf.
I have to do three different types of meatloaf.
Why?
One, I'm doing my dad's recipe, which is normal meatloaf.
Okay.
And it's so good. He did ground beef and he did sausage in his, mm-hmm. which makes the difference.
That's what Susan's, and, my mother-in-law's, yeah. that Avery loves and learned to cook. In fact, I think it's all sausage and it's oh, so really? Good. But mixed is delicious. Yeah.
So she yep. does. He did mm-hmm. ground beef and sausage, mm-hmm. Finely diced onions and green peppers, and Ritz crackers. He's, oh, there you go. Know, he did Ritz crackers uh-huh. and mm-hmm. salt, pepper, garlic powder, and egg. Squish mm-hmm. it all up together, mm-hmm. make a loaf out of it, throw it in the oven, and then put mix ketchup and brown sugar mm-hmm. for your topping.
I love meatloaf. Why do you have to make three? Yeah, what's going on?
Because we got so many picky people. I don't know about those onions. I don't know about whatever. So I'm making a cheeseburger meatloaf for the picky people. And then my pastor he said, now I'm picky about my meatloaf. And it's a Swiss cheese bacon meatloaf.
What in the world? What is wrong with these people?
I don't know.
You're too nice. Anyway, she's too nice, guys. So, I'd be like, suck it.
That's why I'm the hospitality teacher and you're not.
It's 100% true.
So we're doing that. And then we're doing mashed potatoes and green beans and rolls and apple dumplings.
That's like the perfect quintessential fall meal, winter or fall. That right there, guys. Meatloaf, a good recipe of meatloaf. You got your mashed taters, green beans. You got to have the green beans.
Yep.
And an apple dumpling. You can't get any better. In fact, that's making me, I'm like starving right now.
And yeast rolls. Don't forget the yeast rolls.
Oh, and rolls. Oh, I forgot the yeast rolls.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. We're not doing rolls. We're doing cornbread.
Cornbread, butter beans.
We're doing
you
cornbread.
You cross the table.
Yep.
That's a song, you guys, on my playlist. It's called, my daughter Avery makes fun of it, but she secretly loves it. It's called Cornbread and Butter Beans, and it's by the Carolina Chocolate Drops. And it's on the playlist. And it's just very good. It's just what you heard. Cornbread and butter beans and you across the table.
What is that when Danny at the Homestead Pickers has, you know, like gravy on a garbage can lid?
Well, do you remember? Yeah, that sounds familiar. That does sound familiar. I can't remember what it is, though.
Biscuits and gravy on a, you know, they use those tin garbage can lids.
Uh-huh. I can't remember it, but I recall what it is, but I can't remember that. I also have, so the thing about my playlist that I love that makes me so happy, I have some really crazy, like I've got all your, I love it. In fact, not to be like, but it's just a mix. It's a crazy mix. You've got George Winston, you've got mm-hmm. your James Taylor, you've mm-hmm. got, you know, all these kind of great classic fall, but then it also, I found all these unique songs like Cornbread and Butter Beans by the Carolina Chocolate Drops. There's also one that is Louis Armstrong, and I think it's probably Ella Fitzgerald, I believe. And it's All That Meat and No Potatoes. And it's this whole song they're singing, and he's very upset because he comes home and there's meat on the stove. But there's no potatoes. So it's all this meat and no potatoes. And it's hilarious. It makes me laugh. It makes me think of fall. Then there's one, I don't know who it's by, but it's like, save all your pumpkin pie for me. Don't give away your pumpkin pie. Don't give away your cherry, your jam. I don't know. I'm just saying it's very cute.
It's okay.
It's cute.
Don't talk about me riding the zipper. That's all I'm saying.
I said what I said about that, and that's a warning. So I have all kinds of songs about different, like, food, like, you know, that are any kind of, like, fall-feeling food mm-hmm. and stuff like that. Then there's also stuff like witchcraft, you know, Frank Sinatra, Bing Crosby doing the song from that I love, which is Count Your Blessings. It's from Holiday Inn.
Yes. Yes.
Which it's a Christmassy movie, but it's a really good Thanksgiving kind of song. And so I just love it. It's just a good mix. And there's a song about cornbread and butter beans.
Cornbread
and butter beans and you across the table. Okay. People are done. Okay. Are you ready for my top three?
Top three.
I am ready for your top three.
Okay. Here we go. Not very anything too terribly exciting, but just things I'm liking right now. I got this, I think it's Osea is the brand. O-S-E-A. I see it. I want to say it's in Sephora-y and on Instagram. I don't know. They have a website. And they're anti-aging body balm. It's a like a lotion in a pump glass bottle. And it is just delightful. It's very oil based. So it's like richer than a lotion. So like you put it on and it's really, it almost reminds me, it's almost, you know, our candles we got from the, which again, I used that the other day and it's so good.
Yeah.
Those scented candle lotion things that we got in Black Mountain.
Yeah. So in Black Mountain, y'all, we got these candles and it's made with, what was it?
Oil,
made with?
Shea
butter.
Grapeseed oil, shea butter. Yeah, it's got shea butter
in it. So anyway, these candles, but you melt them, and it's got all these essential oils, and they smell delightful.
They smell great.
But then you can take the liquid from it once it melts down, and it's a lotion. You rub into your skin. Matter of fact, I did this morning, and I loved
it. It's so good. Yeah. They're so good. That's how this body balm feels. It's that level of
okay.
I want to say, you know, that oil, like you can feel it a while later, you still feel that really nice, really, it's going to be so good for winter. And and it doesn't have much of a scent. I think there's a little bit in the body balm, but it's just really rich and I've really enjoyed it. This is the number two are a couple of mascaras by Essence, which is just that cheap brand that you find at Walmart and Walgreens. It's the cheapest makeup brand, you know, if you've seen it there. And actually, they have quite a few good things. But their mascaras particularly, people love them. Like some of them are like cult classics. Now, some of the ones that other people talk about and like are the princess ones. And I used one of those and I wasn't crazy about it. But they have very good, people talk about loving them and good reviews and all that.
Okay.
There's two that I have tried. And again, this is Essence. And it's just, these are $4.99 and $5.99, guys.
Okay.
Like, this is what we're talking about. You do not need to buy, you can if you want, but you don't need to buy those crazy designer mascara. That's one thing I rarely buy anything but just drugstore because I don't find a need. So the one is called Volume Stylist 18-Hour Curl and Hold. And again, they have a bunch of different ones. So this is just one of the ones that I like. It does really hold the curl in your lashes really well. I like the brush. It goes on nice. And the one I'm really loving, I wear all the time now, is their Double Trouble. And I wear the waterproof in the Double Trouble because I don't want things. They have a regular and a waterproof. And it's just all Double Trouble. The waterproof is blue.
Do you have to use that eyelash curler?
I do. And you make fun of me all the time because you don't have to use it. So just be quiet.
It just seems like a torture.
It is.
Go ahead. Okay.
But I'm good at it. I've gotten through. I did see the other day though, y'all listen, tell me if y'all have used this out there. M squared, all you people that do this kind of stuff. I saw some using a heated, now this could go so wrong. But it looked kind of okay. It was like a wand. I guess it's heated.
I'm heated. Just here to tell you right now that I would burn my eyelashes.
I know.
I'd be walking around like an alien.
I know. But the way I saw the person using it, and there wasn't someone selling it. Yeah. She just was someone I followed that had it and she was trying it out and really liked it. It was kind of fat enough and I don't know. And you just sort of push it up from under. You're not like clamping anything on. You just kind of push your lashes up from underneath and the heat kind of, and it curled. And I was like, I wonder if that, I don't know.
I'm out.
I know you're
out.
You really,
I don't need
burn.
It. One, I don't need it. But two, I would burn my lashes off.
It's true. But this is just like, anyway, I'm curious about that. Because it almost looks like it'd be more gentle than the eyelash curler that you're squeezing
the
your
dungeon
lashes.
Thing.
Yeah, the torture device. Anyway, those are those really inexpensive mascaras. The third thing is just a store. It's called The Paper Source. We have a couple in St. Louis, different cities have it. I know there's one in Nash. There's several places. It's also online, just The Paper Source. And I just really like it. It's just a really beautiful, the stores are beautiful. I could spend hours in there. Lots of really neat gifts, just fun. If you get a chance to go to a store, it's really fun just to look at the stuff. Beautiful gift wrap paper sheets, like sheets of beautiful papers that you can, I don't, do all kinds of stuff with. Frame.
Oh, it is the subtle store right there.
It 100% is. In fact, we went in there the other day for my dad's birthday because it was next to the restaurant we were eating at. And we'd put our name in, so we were killing time. And we went in. And sure enough, I mean, we had the most fun. We looked at all the paper. And then in the back of the stores, and again, online you can get, they have every color. They have tons of stationery, but just like blank. I think you can probably order. I'm sure they have patterns and different custom things you can do too. But in the store, just they have packs of every color stationery cards, note cards that fold over, matching envelopes. Some have scalloped edge. Like you can mix and match and get any color, which is so fun. It really, it kind of reminded me of childhood because we had, it wasn't from there, but when I was growing up, those were my thank you notes, were these solid color matching envelope. We had a whole bunch of different boxes of colors. So this is very nostalgic, but it's really fun because it's a fun way to, it's kind of unique and they've got pens and all kinds of things like that. But like, if you have kids and you want to get them thank you notes, you know, or something for Christmas or to write there, you could, each kid could get their own color, you know, or they can kind of, whether you do it for a gift and, or whatnot, and you can pick it out. And it's just very fun. It's a very satisfying store. And I like to go in there. She says subtle because that's my maiden name. For those of you, I forget, people probably have no idea what she meant by that. So my maiden name was Subtle. So then, in fact, my kids, I've told you this, haven't I? They do a thing with their fingers. They do they put up two fingers on each hand and they do the hashtag sign. And they're like, hashtag Subtle. Whenever.
Y'all, I mean, they're Christmas. I mean, like. So here we get like Walmart paper and wrap our gifts and they're there under the tree and it's beautiful at Holly's house. Everything it's about how the gift is wrapped. It's true. The wrapping and they're displayed.
Yeah.
And it's more about the outside than what's on the inside.
It sometimes really is, which is just so I've not great at, like I have years that I'm better. It depends on my stress level that Christmas, but my dad loves to, my mom and dad love to, you know, just make beautiful packages. So you really do, you come down in Christmas and it's just, that's to part of the magic of Christmas for us is just seeing all
and
that
now that's
stuff.
How Holly grew up. I grew up where it my is. Mom is like, hands me something in a Walmart bag and says, here, Merry Christmas.
Listen,
thanks for the effort. Mom.
There's nothing wrong with that. Listen, I've been known to, there's a couple of years where I had Tim wrap everything. Cause when the kids were younger and you know, I do all the shop, you know, I bought everything.
It's a lot.
Did all the food and I just get to the point. I'm like, honey, and he's happy to do it. He can do stuff, but they weren't, you know, super fancy. He gets in the mode. He can get pretty
fancy.
They
weren't hashtag settled.
They weren't.
He's getting better.
But I didn't. He really is. But I didn't care because I'm like, they need to be done. But you know what he didn't? You know what that fool didn't do?
What?
He didn't put no tags on them.
Of course not.
He didn't put no tags on them.
Yeah. Yeah.
And literally Christmas morning, it was pretty hysterical because we're like, and I didn't know because I hadn't wrapped them.
Right.
So I had no idea. So we were literally like, I don't know. He's like, maybe. And he was so flustered. It was hilarious. He's like, this one's for you. Oh, I don't know. Maybe not. Wait, let me look. And he
was just like, everybody open one gift.
That's
and,
what we did.
You know,
we were just like,
yeah,
just kind of open it. Maybe it's for you. If it's not, we'll give it.
Well, we're going to tell some Christmas stories later.
Okay, sorry, I already got into it.
Because I've got a few about you. So,
you already told that story last year. You can't tell it again.
It needs to be told again.
Is it an annual? It's like some people read the night before Christmas or the Luke 2 out of the Bible. No, Joni tells the story she's going to tell later on. Sick.
I read the Bible too.
You do that. You do both. It's about balance, guys. Okay. We've gone on here long enough. People have stuff to do. I've got to get naming colors, and you've got to go put a factor in or do something. I don't know what you're doing.
I'm going to go clean my kitchen, like deep clean my kitchen right now.
There you go. Thank you all so much for listening, for being a part of it. Hope you guys are having a great, as I said at the beginning, a great start to, because this is officially fall now. We finally hit it. It is officially
90
fall.
Degrees. It is 90 degrees.
It's hot. It is, but that's okay. The leaves are starting to turn anyway, a little bit here and there. Some of them are kind of trying. But anyway, I hope you guys have a great week. Hope you have a great weekend doing the things that need to be done, the things that make you happy. And we want to thank our wonderful, wonderful sponsor, Optimus. I almost said Optimus Prime. I really almost did.
I totally had a brain.
I was thinking of Coach Prime. I was thinking of all the things which they got their butts kicked. Optimus Media, back to you.
Optimus Media.
They are our wonderful sponsors. If you need any web design or web hosting, anything like that, they are the ones to call to get going. If you have a little need for a website or a big need, go to Optimus Media. Not Optimus Prime. That's a transformer, I think.
That would be a transformer.
Okay, I don't know.
But Optimus Media will transform your business.
Oh.
How's that? See what I did?
listen, people. Come. We are ready for new sponsors. We will do it. We are marketing geniuses.
That's right.
Okay. We will talk to you guys later. And goodbye, cornbread. Have a great week.
See you, corn dog. Have fun in the tin can.
You know you're going to have to sing me a song.
Okay.
It's at 4 o'clock on Thursday afternoon. So you'll be out of school.
Oh, so I'll be out of school so I can do it. Okay.
So I'm gonna need Melba. I am flying with Tim though this time. I'm not flying by myself. So I'll be fine. My formula is get there early to the airport, 2 G&Ts down, and get on the plane. You're good to go.
There you go.
It works great. I'm totally fine.